You decide that you want to be healthier, but you have no idea where to start. There's so many things that you feel need to be adjusted, and you feel overwhelmed, so then you don't do anything. In today's episode, I'm going to walk you through a simple strategy of habit stacking that can make it feel a bit easier and help you accomplish some of those health goals. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier. And now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, learning to live with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family. And all this with three kids under the age of 10. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. All right, so welcome to episode 56. Today, I'm going to talk about habit stacking. So it's something I've been working with quite a few of my clients on this week, and it's coming from a place of keeping things simple. So instead of overcomplicating and getting overwhelmed, starting with where we're at and going from there, because we know complete overhaul, lifestyle change, behavior change, for most of us, that doesn't work, and it's not something that we're going to maintain. All right, so what is happening over here? I am enjoying the sun. It's nice and sunny today where I am. Lots of snow, still snowing. Getting set to pick up the kids from school. We're going to go ice skating after school today as an activity. So that's always fun. So I hope that you are enjoying some nice weather wherever you're listening from. So habit stacking, it came up in a few of my sessions this week. So I thought it would be an easy, quick takeaway episode for you. So if you've been following me for a while, you'll know I like to keep my episodes short and sweet because as busy mompreneurs, none of us have extra time. But also it's how I present the information to the clients that I work with. I like to take the science of nutrition and break it down into bite-sized pieces so that my clients can implement quick changes and get quick wins, right? So habit stacking is one of those things. So I was speaking with a client earlier today who was focused on all the things that she didn't do and she didn't have the energy to focus on. So she had renovations happening in her house for the next number of months. And, you know, she said, I'm really not doing great. I'm really just drinking coffee all day and doing everything that everyone else needs to have done. So she had the awareness that she wasn't making changes that she wanted to make, but we didn't make that wrong, right? Because she recognizes she's kind of in this state of chaos. And really, as she put it, like a complete overhaul isn't really possible. So then I helped her reframe that and to see that it doesn't have to be a complete overhaul. It just needs to be like, what are we doing? So for example, she's already drinking 6 cups of coffee a day. So I had her explore about drinking 6 cups of coffee. Was it giving her energy? Like, why was she going to have that much coffee in a day? And as we explored what the coffee was doing, you know, she's like, well, it's kind of like, it's just for me. It's one of the only things I just do for me. It takes seconds to put the coffee maker on. And then every time I go and have a cup of coffee, it's like a mini indulgence for me. Whereas, you know, when I think about doing 20 minutes of exercise, that's 20 minutes that I could be doing something for someone else or off my to-do list that needs to happen. So she was able to identify that time chunk of 20 minutes, it felt huge and it felt unattainable to fit activity or some kind of movement in, But in those little moments of getting a cup of coffee, that was her way of kind of giving her body feedback that I'm important and I'm doing something for me. So we talked about the caffeine effect, that could impact sleep for a lot of people if we're drinking that much coffee. She didn't really feel like it was giving her extra energy, but it was an important step in her day. So we didn't change the coffee situation, but we stacked a couple habits on it. So the first habit that I talked with her about was actually just doing some deep breathing. And she identified, like, yeah, I know I should do box breathing and I should do these things, but it only comes up and I only do it when I'm like at the end of my rope and I'm like, oh, I gotta take a breath because I can't handle this. So she was already aware of box breathing and already knows how to do it. So why not stack that habit on pouring the cup of coffee? So every time she pours a cup of coffee, she's going to do four box breaths. That's going to put her body in such a better state from a stress standpoint versus just kind of going, going, going and hustling all day. So that's one habit that we stacked. Box breathing is, you're going to breathe in through your nose for a count of four, hold for a count of four to five, and then breathe out through your mouth for a count of four to five. And when you breathe out, I would say, like, do a dragon breath, like get rid of all that tension, all that stuff. And when you breathe in, I would associate a color that calms me with it. For me, that's lavender. So she stacked that breathing habit on. I have a lot of clients that will stack that on with going to the washroom. They remember to do box breaths, or as they sit down at their desk, they try to do a box breath, something where it's tied in, so it's in a transition or it's in an activity that you already do. So it's not like extra mental load for your brain to remember it, but you want to pair that a few times so you remember. The other thing that we ended up going to was talking about hydration and the stress response in the body to dehydration. So if we're not drinking enough water, the body treats that like another stress. So if she's already getting the coffee, let's just add a cup of water every time she gets a coffee. So she leaves her coffee station with coffee and a cup of water, that's automatically going to help her increase her hydration. So simple habit stacking on habits that you're already doing. Another thing in combination with that is to focus on the things that you're already doing. So I have a healthy habit tracker. You can get it on my website, KathyRichardsRD.com, under the resources or ebooks. It's free. You can download it. And what it does is it walks you through 10 different things that you're probably already doing a lot of them well, but it lets you check off boxes. And if you're a visual person and you start to track that, that's like giving you feedback that, hey, I'm already doing a great job. Look at all the water I'm drinking. Look at how many times I'm making my bed or I said my affirmations, whatever it is. I give lots of different healthy habits to focus on, but the goal isn't to do all of them. It's just to get really good at doing a couple of them. And in that way, that kind of gives you that domino health halo effect where, oh, I'm doing really good here. And then it's easier to start to make another habit and start to work with that. Remember, as an intuitive eater, coming from an intuitive living standpoint, we're not trying to do anything perfect. But if we're already doing some things, we might as well use that to build up our confidence and that sense of empowerment within ourselves and just give ourselves some feedback on that, right? So if that speaks to you, I invite you to go to my website, KathyRichardsRD.com, download that free ebook on Healthy Habit Tracker. If you want some help or you feel like this makes sense and I wonder what I can stack, hop on a free joyful eating call. You can find the link in my bio. I'll put it in the show notes as well. That's a short 20-minute call where I'm going to help you start your journey of intuitive eating. And it might be habit stacking as the way that you start with. It might be just starting to pay attention. It might be having one thing that you practice that helps you get closer to being more of an intuitive eater. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. So that is habit stacking. I hope that's useful. If you find it helpful and you know someone else that might, feel free to share it with them. And I will see you guys next week. for another quick episode. Have a great day. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy Podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, please feel free to share it with them. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, because every month I choose one lucky reviewer and they get a free 60-minute one-on-one intensive where I help you identify the one thing holding you back from your health and wellness goals. Curious about intuitive eating? Ready to have more joyful eating without the guilt? Then go to my website and click on the link to book a free 30-minute call where I'll walk you through the first step.